in Papa Basra, Beis Cheshvan Hetovshin Mem, October 23, 1979, Tuesday continued.
Why you are not mechuyev to do gluis chasodim with an akum is because the rachklau they are saying Israel. The implication being that if he's not the same Israel, so then we are mechuyev to be the mechesed to nakum. But then he says, I will be bada yimei se age hagoy chesed b'tevo in Israel, chayu as Israel. So only if a certain akum does chesed in Israel. But suppose he's not, he doesn't do chesed in Israel, but he's not the same Israel either. I mean, how about Jews themselves? I mean, many Jews are not in Israel, but not every Jew does chesed in Israel. So how about the Nakum, who is not in Israel, he's not retired in Israel, but he doesn't do chesed in Israel, he doesn't do chesed in Goyim, he doesn't do chesed in Israel. So, are we mechuyev to do chesed in him or not? So there seems to be a theory. At first he says, in chayim is chesed, with the goy, with Akum. So the implication is that if he's not in Israel, so then we are mechuyev to do him chesed. But then he says, I will be vada yemeisa agoy chesed v'teivo in Yisrael, chayu v'ases ha-Yisrael. Now the Dvarim Hashor, so the first step he didn't quote, he only quoted the second step. But there seems to be a stire. The answer is, the Yisrael of chesed, of Mahugim Chasodim, Afatrikim Chasodim, applies to every human being. The Rebbe Nishon is giving Chesed to everybody. But, an Akum Eroshe, who is Eva Zayim Mitzvahs, Neneyah Berotzim, so then he's moved to Chesed. So that's the passage of Yuchar Roshe of Alomit, Tzedek, Beretz, Nechekes Yahweh, also there is a law of Lisechonim. But if he is the kind of an Akum to whom the law of Lisechonim doesn't apply, if he doesn't have the Shem Roshe, So Mimele, then it doesn't. So then there is a chiyuv to do chesed, even though he's not in your patient. Now let's say Akum shebechutz laretz, lavim dan izorim elimid amsingerim. Suppose he is not in there any other of the Zayin mitzvahs, but he's in limid amsingerim because my Zayin amsingerim. You certainly couldn't consider him as a kateishov if he's in limid amsingerim. So he's a nose, but a kateishov he isn't. So the mitzvah of Geir Seisha Bechelimoch certainly doesn't apply to Akum Shebechutz Laretz. But still there is a chiyuv to do chesed with an Akum who is not a Roshe, and even though he's an Evid Abizoreh, but if he's an Onus, he is Vaisei Abiseyem Yedeya. So Memele, and as long as there is no Yisrael of Chine, so then there is a chiyuv of chesed because of Balachto B'drocho, Mahu Geir Chasodi, Av Atoei Geir Chasodi. Actually, it's mentioned in the Rambam. In Yilchus Melachim. So the Rambam says, in Perek Yud Yilchus Melachim, Halachim Beis, Shnei Akum Shebol Lefanech Lodem Din Yisrael, Virotsu Shnei Lodem Din Teir Odoni, Hoyachot Reitze Vachot Eine Reitze In Keif Neisi Lodem, Elo Bidineyem, Hoyo Yisrael Vakum, Im Yeshchus Li Yisrael Bidineyem, Donilin Bidineyem, Veimra Li Kardineichem, Vim Yeshchus Li Yisrael Bidineinu, Donilin Din Teir Odoni Li Kardineinu. V'yirali sheneisin keli gateishon. Elleilom donilay b'neim. I once mentioned in Gittin, I mentioned it. V'chein yirali shenei agin im gateishon v'derecheret zugulus chasodim ki Yisrael. Sha'aron mitzuvin la'achilson. Shenem alagir asher b'sherechot etneno v'achol. V'ze she'omru chachomim min keifim b'msholim bi'akum loy b'gateishon. Afilu ha'akum tzivu chachomim v'vakech aleyem v'ligva miseyem imeisi Yisrael ufarnis aniyeyem b'chlalani Yisrael mipidati sholim. Harinema, Teva Dishem Lakeil Rachamu Rakomaso, V'nema drochei odatneim chulis leshon. Why? The Rambam says that with the gatesho we have to be neig with the acheret of Gulas Chasodim Kisra. So why did he mention the Chachomim said mifarnisim al Yaakum and then tiva d'shem lakir racham avar komasa? I mean, what significance is it? The answer is the Rambam tells us that not only are we mechuyev to do chesed with the gatesho, of course, so mechuyev achrisik Yisrael, but even someone who is not a gatesho, even if he's an akum, as long as he's not an akum erosh. If he's an akum erosh, so then there is a lot of lisechone. We're not allowed to do chesed. But if he's not an akum erosh, so even though he's an akum, like the akum shebechutz lo'aretz, and he's not a rosh in the other averes of the zayim zeneach, so then we are mechuyev to have rachmonis anim, to do chesed, because teiva d'shem vakeil racham avokom asof. So memele it comes within volachto b'trochov, ma'urachu ma'pata yirachu. This is what the Rambam means. So the Radak really means a similar thing. In other words, we see from this Gemara, and the Rambam passes like that, the Sod Roshi, that even whenever the Roshi, so the Yisachonim applies. So will anybody say that if a Neved is an Eichon Leveles Ritiom, so then the Yisachonim will apply to him? Chas v'shon. No one will say that. The Gemara said it in regard to Hudes, because Hudes was a Rosh Gomor. Hudes was a Ritzayach Hudes. He was a Rosh Gomor. What is called a Rosh Gomor? A Rosh Gomor is someone who is Rala Shomayim V'Rala Priyas. That's a Rosh Gomor. Hudes was Rala Shomayim V'Rala Priyas. So the love of Lisichoni applies to someone, to a Nakum, who is a Rosh Gomor. We don't know Rosh Gomor. So the Mele, but an Akum who is Eiver on Zion Mitzvah Neneach, let's say Ivan Al-Bizor, but if he's Behotzen, so he's also considered a Rosh Gomor, unless he's an Eir Yisrael. So if he is a Baal Chesed, so then it's not, the Ramban says, what does it mean that the Rebbein Shom is not Mikabel Sheikhat? So that means that what is Shaykh say Sheikhat with David Rebbein Shom? That if a certain person commits an avere, so it doesn't mean just because he has a mitzvah of Kibudav, so because of that he should not be held responsible for the avere kav. That would be Sheikhat, Kilapi the kav yochum. If we were to say that because he has a mitzvah of kibudal, he has a big schus, so maybe he's not responsible for, you know, stupid Jews make such remarks. After all, he has a good heart. So the Rebbeinu Shom forgive him as if they had the power to make a decision for the Rebbeinu Shom. So that's what it means in Mikabel Sheikhat, the Ramban says. In other words, that a mitzvah mechabave, every person is held responsible for every deed, and he deserves schar for every deed. So, but if a b'neiach is eiver zayin mitzvahs, is an eiver avizor, he's not an itzach hesed, then he's a rosh gomor. A b'neiach who is eiver on any of the zayin mitzvahs b'neiach, and if he's not an itzach hesed, so he's a rosh gomor. But so the male is considered the Rosh Gomor, Rala Shemayim, Rala Priyas, if he doesn't do chesed, even though he doesn't steal. But even Akum and Neach is an Eved Avizor. But at the same time, he's about chesed. So then it's Hakoye of the Shem Rosh Gomor. He's a Rosh, he's still a Rosh. But if he's an Eisa chesed, so then he's not considered as a Rala Shemayim, Rala Priyas. If a Neach is an Eved Avizor, or is Eiver, the other Isurim, let's say, Arayas, that Ebneach is Muzer, and he's not about Chesed, then he's a Rosh Gomor, even though he doesn't steal. He's still considered Rala Shemayim and Rala Priyas, even though he doesn't steal. There are many people who don't steal, but they are showing Murim. But if Ebneach is an Eiver Avizor, but he's an Eisa Chesed in Yisrael, then it's a Koye of Rosh Gomor. Because Rosh Gomor, by definition, means Ral Shemayim Ral Priyas. That's the definition of Rosh Gomor. Whenever the Gemara speaks of the Rosh Gomor, it means Ral Shemayim Ral Priyas. So that's why the Radak. The Radak says as follows. So he says, V'loi kein Yisroel imagoi, kein chayav asisim chesed, ulhal v'isroel momeni b'chino, ki b'rei v'yusein Yisroel, ki yusein Yisroel, so mimele, if he is a saint Yisroel, so then, even though he's an Eid Avizor, because Maisa Avizor is Yodayim, and even though he's not an Eid Avizor altogether, let's say all the many Arabs, they are not Eid Avizor at all. Mamini Makulish Boko, according to Rambam, Yichu Chaim Bidevi, but if they are saying Israel, so then that in itself gives them a Shem Hoshikom. First of all, if they are saying Israel, and again, saying Israel doesn't mean that in his heart he dislikes Jews. That doesn't give him Shem Rosh. That doesn't give him Shem Rosh. Saying Israel means who is Mitzayel Israel, who carries out propaganda against Israel, and who harms Israel. That's the saying Israel. So then he has Shem Rosh Gombo. So Mele, so he's considered Rav Shemayim, Rav Prius, even if he's not a Levi Israel, even if he's Maimim Bakurish Bohu Yehuchen Bidevi. He's a Rosh Gombo. All the members of the PLO are showing Gumi. Even though they mention God's name. So they are showing Gurim, they are Allah Shemayim, Rav Prius. So then there is a Chonim applies to them. And so, but if someone, let's say, is Eiver an Zayin Mitzvah Neyach, so then, even though he's not a Zayin Mitzvah, he doesn't hate Jews, he doesn't like Jews, so he's also a Rosh Gombo if he's Eiver an Zayin Mitzvah Neyach, let's say he's in Galarayas, or what, any of the Zayin Mitzvah Neyach, but Abu Bibadai, so even if he's Eiver on the Zayim Zineyach, so he's a Roshe, but since he's Eise Chesed V'Teivo in Yisroel, even if he's a Migal Arayes, and which is not an Onus, it's not Shayach to say Angil Arayes is an Onus, and Al Mizore, that has to do with Hashkofes, so it's Shayach to say an Onus, but Migal Arayes is not Shayach to say he's an Onus, but if he's Eise Chesed V'Teivo in Yisroel, then it's a koya of Shem Rosh Gombo. Because how can you say Rav Prius if he's Eisa Chesed? But if he doesn't do any Chesed, and he is not Mitzayel Israel, and he's Eva Zayim Mitzvah Birotzen, he is a Rosh Gombo. So in Meile, there is no Israel. And that's why the Ramah mentions, Yakum the Aitu Israel. So then he's a Rosh Gombo. And the Raya, that it's not based just upon the Shem Rosh. Because according to one Rosh in Gemara and the Rambam Paschas like that, the second Rosh, so the Yisrael of giving an Eitz HaTeivo applies to never too. Now, why? Because Nisachonim applies to every Rosh who does not have full Kedushas Israel. And the Neve, he only has Ksaz Geus. So then it would follow that an Eved is Eichon Bilis Litov. So Memele, the love of the Sechonim should apply. No one would say a thing like that. The answer is, if he's just an Eichon Bilis Litov, so he's not a Rosh Gombo. He's not a Rosh Gombo. But who this was a Rosh Gombo? He's a Rala Shemayim and Rala Briyas. So Memele, according to the second Rosh, since he did not have full Kedushas Yisroel, and he was a Rosh Gombo, so Memele, Tal Shemayim Abriye, so the love of Zichonim applies. And that's the part. How do we know that the love of Zichonim applies only to an Akum, who is a Tal Shemayim Abriye? That's the Gemara in Megillah, the Abor. Yuchal Rosh of Balomit Tzedek, Beretz Necheches Yavir, as the Marsho explained. Now, so the Ramas Pshat, in the Gemara is, the Ramas Pshat in the Gemara is that Shanev, the Chayim, Tal Shana, the Chayim Mitzvah, so he has some Kedushas Yisroel, some Mitzvahs Geus, some Meru Yisachonim doesn't apply. One way is Kedushas Yisroel, even if he's a Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Negashin apparently explained it differently. Look at Rabbi Negashin. Rabbi Negashin says, Shanev, משום דהבשייר במיצוי ססי שאין הזמן רומי ויהודס אבדו. But the question arises, why did Rabbi Gershon emphasize the fact of mitzvah seshnas mangon. According to Ramas Pshat and to the ordinary Pshat, I mean, without Rabbi Gershon, I mean, one is tempted to explain the same way as the Ramah. In other words, because there is no Yisrael to do chesed with the soil is Rosh Hashanah. Even if he's a Ritzach, there is no Yisrael to do chesed with him. So Mele, a Nebet, has Mikdash Geulos, so there is no Yisrael either. But, so then he shouldn't say, he shouldn't emphasize Mitzvah Seser Shalei Hazman Chomer. He should emphasize the fact that he's Mechuyev Mitzvahs, all the ways he says. Isn't that more significant than Mitzvah Seser Shalei Hazman Chomer? So apparently Rabbi Gershon holds that according to both Rishonim, the love of the Sichonim applies to every Rosh Gomor who does not have full Bishis Who even the first Rosh will agree that it does apply to an Eved who is a Rosh Gomor. It does apply to an Eved who is a Rosh Gomor who is Rav HaShemayim and Rav HaBriyas. Because an Eved does not have full Bishis Yisroel. It does not apply to Yisroel Gomor who is in Rav HaShemayim and Rav HaBriyas. But it applies to one, to an Eved, even according to the first Roshan. So why does the first Roshan say, Shana Abde Dechayim? It says, so he says, it's something else. Now, there is a mitzvah of Tichochem. What does Tichochem mean? Tichochem means to be mashpia upon every Jew to be mikayim mitzvahs. So, let's say, and the mitzvah of Tichochem applies to mitzvah sasei also, not only to mitzvah sloi sasei. If you see a Jew who doesn't put on tefillin and you can be mashpia on him to put on tefillin, so you are mechuyev to be mashpia upon him to put on tefillin. So that comes within the mitzvah of Tichochem. Now, could we say that because of Nisachonim, because, now let's say, who this was an Eved? Who this was an Eved? And he did not have full Bishas Yisrael. But the mitzvah, so the Primigodi in El Chayim says that the mitzvah of Techiach HaMisecho applies to Eved Naim. Because it's also HaMisecho B'Tirol Mitzvah, even though he does not have the full Bishas Yisrael. So Mimele, so will anybody say that, let's say, that if Bobet Ben Bute saw Hudes eating Chazer, and he was able to be mafishing from Chazer, that because Hudes was a Rosh Gomor, so he shouldn't tell him don't eat Chazer, don't eat Mimele? Why? Because after all, if he refrains from eating Chazer, eating Mimele, he'll get Tzchar, so he's going to Chazer. No, there's a mitzvah of Tichochem, never mind, he'll get Tzchar. That's not our affair. There is a mitzvah of Tichochem. So, if the chesed consists in being mechiyach, a Jew, even if he's a Jew that does not have full Bishas Yisrael, but if the Eitz HaTeiva consists in Techoche, not all, every Jew is mechuyev to build a Bais HaMikdash. So, Hudes was mechuyev to build a Bais HaMikdash. On the contrary, Hudes was more mechuyev than anybody else, because an ordinary Jew, what could he do? I mean, what could he contribute? But Hudes, by himself, could manipulate that the whole Bais HaMikdash should be rebuilt. So it was his chiyuv. And even though an Eved is not chayev in mitzvah seser shehazman chomer, so one could argue that Michas Chino discusses that question, that perhaps noshim apturis of the mitzvah of being a Bais HaMikdash, because in being a Bais HaMikdash balayo, so it's a raya from this Rabbi Gershon to the country. Now, because Rabbi Gershon says, Rabbi Gershon emphasizes, he doesn't, according to Ramah, Shayav Mitzvah means, so he has Bishas Yisroel, not full Bishas Yisroel. So, a Yisroel Rosh Gomor, there is no Issa to do chesed with him. A Yisroel Rosh Gomor. But Rabbi Gershon says, Shalei Eved Mishum, Dehave Shayav Mitzvah Shein Azman Chomer. And being Bosom Mikdosh is Mitzvah Shein Azman Chomer. So, just as Bobet Ben Bute was Mechuyev in the Mitzvah of being a Bais HaMikdash, so who was the Rosh? Was also Mechuyev in the being a Bais HaMikdash. So, Memele, he was Mechuyev to be Miyayetzi. Not Biteras Etzteile, but Biteras Kechore. But he'll get schar for it. He'll get some kapore for it. Alright, that's not our affair. There is a mitzvah of Tichochem in respect to every Jew, even Eved. So, but if that Teitzeteve not consisted of the Choche, of being Mashpia or Panhudes, to do a mitzvah, another kind of Teitzeteve, another kind of Chesed, then even according to the first Loshi, according to Rabbi Nigelshi, it would be awesome. So this is, in other words, according to the Ramah, and according to the Rambam, because the Rambam, maybe the Rambam, on the contrary, explains it more like Rabbi Nigelshi. But according to the Ramah, so there are two shades as to whether the Yisr of giving, of doing chesed, apply to the Rosh Gomo, applies to that, to Shemes. According to the first washing, it doesn't. According to the second washing, it does. And the Rabbah passes on the first washing, that it doesn't, even in Rosh Gomo, like Hudas. But according to Rabbi Nigelshi, so both Shemes agree that there is an Yisr to do chesed with someone, with the Rosh Gomo, who does not have Hudas Yisrael. Who does not have Hudas Yisrael. But why does the first Roshi say that it was Muter? Because here he was Mechuyev not on the score of Chesed, he was Mechuyev on the score of Techoche. So even though it involved a Chesed, but he was still Mechuyev. Now the question arises, why was he Mechuyev? Because it says it's Shalui Azman Gome. So then the question raised by the Chaschinuch, takes place, why? I mean, how is it in the Sese Shaloi Azman Gome after all, A.B. and B.S.A.M.I.D.E.S. Balaylo? The answer is, the mitzvah, I don't have the Rambam. Does anyone have the Rambam if you have this up here? Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry, okay.
The Rambam says explicitly that Noshima Mechuye to be in the mitzvah of being Mishamidosh. And that's the kasha of the Mechaschenuch. It should be in Sishas Mango. Alright. So, mitzvah, the Rambam Perkalot Bechel Tisapri Aloch Yidal says as follows. Mitzvah min amufcha ulechazek es abiyyem ulehagbiyye kifikei hachatzivu. Shenema ureinim es beis alakeim. Mfoa agneisei. Miyadim kifikei chon. In the chilim v'tuach is a bizor, ulhagdil b'maisov, harei ze mitzvah. In b'yim nesamigmish b'layo, shenema ru b'yim heikin nesamishko. B'yim ikayim, loy b'layo, ve'eiskin b'binyan b'alais ha-shachar ratzis ha-kichobi. Ve'hakel chayobin, livnei su nisai b'atzmon uv'momenon, anoshim v'noshim, ki migdash ha-migmo. So here's a raya that Roshan Mokhoyen, because it's mentioned that the noshim participated in the building of the Mishkan. So he said, so the question, the Shaila raised by the Chaschinuch is, since he didn't be something in Balaylo, so it should be like in the Sefer Azman Gome. So, there are two possible shorts. But from Rabbi Gershi, it's like one teretz. One teretz is, because the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvah says, that the Binyan B'Samigdosh, the mitzvah of Oslo Migdosh is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibo, not upon the yochid. Naturally, I mean, ein bichlal al mashe b'prat. So, how does the tzibo, the yochid, has to participate as a member of the tzibo? But, I mean, theoretically, abstractly, the mitzvah of being this amigdosh is a mitzvah that will tell us about tzibo, not on the yochid. How does the tzibo fulfill it? By all the yochid participating. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah that is mutalas on the tzibur as such, not on the yochid, not on the yochid. So in the melee, we could say that the halacha that Mr. Sessish has man gomek, noshim apturis, only apply to mitzvahs that are incumbent upon the yochid as such, but do not apply to mitzvahs that are incumbent upon the tzibur as such. And then, but upon the tzibur as such. But the Rabbi Nigyashin doesn't say that, because Rabbi Nigyashin, it seems, spells it out. Shana Eved Mishim Da Havishaya Bin Zesese Shein Azman Gome. And what is he referring to? Being a Bisamidosh. So he should say, if Rabbi Nigyashin Shita had been that being a Bisamidosh is a Mishim Azman Gome, on account of the fact that him being a Bisamidosh Balayo. But the cloud that Noshim Abodim are Pturis of Mishim Azman Gome does not apply here, because this is a Mitzvah Tzibo. And the cloud of Mishim Azman Gome applies only to Mitzvah Yochid. So the Mele should say Shana Eved Mishum Dimichuyev B'Mitzvahs B'Yem B'Samidosh. Why? What he says, Shana Eved Avishayev Mitzvah Shana Azman Gome. So the business why Hudes was Bechuyev in B'Yem B'Samidosh is because it's Mitzvah Shein Azman Gome. But how is it Shloi Azman Gome? It's in B'Yem B'Samidosh B'Laylo. The answer is, the Rambam says, in Halacha Ayin Aleph, ומצווה מן המופקר לחזק הסבים להגביה כפיקי החציבו שנאמר לרמי מזבי סלוקנו ומפואר למצאי ומייח מכפיקי חול אם יחילו לדוח לסביזור ולהגדו למעשו הרי זה מצווה. If the mitzvah was for mikdosh, it consisted only in the act, the physical act of putting stones together, then in the act of erecting, of building, the actual building, that is not named Balayot. That cannot be done Balayot. So then, in the name, Vosul Migdo should be considered the Mitzvah Shazman Gome. But the Rambam says that part and parcel of the Mitzvah is not only to build, to do the physical work. That too, whoever is able to build, so has to build, has to participate physically in the building. Suppose someone, he doesn't know, if he will participate physically in the building, then the Mitzvah will be dilapidated. But he can contribute money. So contributing money also comes within the mitzvah of Asol Mikdosh. That is certainly named Balayla. The physical building does not take place Balayla, only the aid. But the other items involved in constructing the Mikdosh, like giving money, other things, so that is named Balayla too. So Balayla is considered in Sisesheshavu Yasman Gomet. So that apparently, that's why Noshim Amuch Yoves. So this is apparently the shite of Rabbi Nigyashi. That's the reason as to why Rabbi Nigyashi emphasizes Shana Eved Mishim Barishaya B'Mitzvah Saseh Shein Azman Gome V'Hudes Eved Hode. Alright. Just Hakeyo Kimina Gamdine Hakel Asu Yemai Asre B'Yihige B'Yihutze B'Dak. So I think we discussed it already. I mean, so suppose there is a minute and dine, less than Utsavidapne, less than Utsavidapne, Machzalas, that's even less than Utsavidapne. So, Teises, and the Rosh is that if it's less than Utsavidapne, then it's a minute headed. We hear on Rabbitam, that Bezo Vidale, Vidapti Utsavidap, Abu Poch, we can have no Abu, and the Gedit, and we hear the Kani, and the Ocean is for Halei. Dagor Yisosher is chayot, and the Ramban is also chayot. And the Ramban says that if there is a megamdin to erect a mechitzah that is less than utzavidapne, so he doesn't have to, so he cannot be forced even to erect a mechitzah of utzavidapne. Let's say, suppose the megamdin to erect a mechitzah of paper, and the paper obstructs as a clear, thick paper, colored paper. It obstructs as a kriya. So according to Teisves, it can be keeping the chol apoches utzavidap. But according to Rambam, not. So there is one machlekes. Then there is another machlekes hashemim. How about if there is a minigriya not to build at all? Not to build at all. Now, the Rosh discusses this in respect to Chotzer and in respect to Bina. So there are three shittes. The Rosh, it's the first daf, the second omit, in the first daf of the Rosh and the Rosh, in the first column. So he says, now, there the Gemara says, further, V'chein b'gino, mokim sh'no ha'gu l'igda l'chayim ne'isei, hogu v'kashe, amra v'chein b'gino mokim sh'no l'igda l'chayim ne'isei, hosto me'i l'chayim ne'isei. Hosto me'i l'chayim ne'isei. As a matter of fact, the Gemara Pachal Asuya Mayur already discussed when he learned the taste of that blaze of love. So, v'chein b'gino mokim sh'no l'igda hogu v'kashe, amra v'chein b'gino mokim sh'no ha'gu l'igda l'chayim ne'isei, hosto me'i l'chayim ne'isei. So from this Gemara it appears that Stam Gino is like Mokim Shalom, and we are Mechayim. And Stam Biko, so we are not Mechayim. If there is a minig in the Biko, a definite minig to build, then Mechayim. Suppose there is a Mokim Shalom, so Tashkis Aloshi is that we're not Mechayim. Because the Rosh Nagmori is Stam Gino Kimokim Sheno Agolim. Stam Gino Kimokim Sheno Agolim. The implication being that, but if it's a Mokim Sheno Agolim Sheloim is there, then even Begino in Mechayim is. That's the Tashkis Aloshi on him. And Tetzer says so explicitly. Tetzer is here. How have you talked? Mechayim Gino Stam. He said, for now, Mishal Koshim. I will Stam Biko Mokim Sheno Agolim there, Begino, in Mechayim is. So teaching shita is that by Gino Mokim Shenoagu Shaloim Lidveya is Eimechayim. The Yerushalmi says that by Gino even Mokim Shenoagu Shaloim Lidveya is Mechayim. So what will Teisha say? Teisha says some of the shame say that there is a machleket between the Bible and the Yerushalmi, and we pass by the Bible. It's true that the Yerushalmi says that by Gino. By Gino, even if it's in no Abu Shaloi Mikdeya, so it's still Mechayim, they say, but our Gemara, the Pashas Aloshin is, V'chein Stam Gino Kimokim Shalom. The implication being, only Stam, but no Abu Shaloi Mikdeya, as the Israel says, the implication of our Gemara is, that they Mechayim, they say, so true that the Yerushalmi says the contrary, but we pass like our Gemara. Now let's see what the Rosh says. Umaskolam Pirushi. Now there's a second domain, the first column, the sixth line. Umaskinom Pirushi Maskisim, the Hinsam, the Mokishnago is a domain. The Haile say, Avustam, we call the Mokishnago is a domain. The Haile say, the Dapke Samgino, Avu Mokishnago shall live there in the Haile say, the Yeshni, Avu Mokishnago shall live there in the Haile say. Like this. ויש מפורשי דואגי מחוצה ומוקים שנועדו שלוי לידי הרי מחיימס דוחזים הבריאו ומנופי שזה כדריאו בגינו צווי מחוצה דירו יש לי מחיצה גודי אדרס לא איזה כפי מחוצה בגין המית וכמאס ניסנאיר מחדוש שאין לו מין הגדוע so first the Rosh says like this that גינו נועדו שלוי לידי הרי מחיימס in other words not like the Rosh Hashanah not the Rosh Hashanah. And then he mentions Ishite that the same aloha applies to Chotza. Because we see from the Gemara that Gino is more chomot than Chotza. Because even the Mandoma, the first Moshe, that Mechitze is good on, that has a Kriya Loish Mechitze, but by Gino is made it, by Stam. So even though according to that Mandoma, so by Stam Chotza it's a Kevlezi. So by Stam Gino Kevlezi, so it's a Kalachim of logic, they argue, that no Agu Shaloim Igdeya, that it appears from this Gemara that even by Gino it's a Mechayim Nisei, so Kolch Mechotza, that's one Shin. One Shin. Vim Kemas Nisnayer Bir Chadosh, Shein Lomina Kedua, ויש מפורשים דבחותיה, אף הוא במוקים שנוהגו שלא ימידיה, איז מחי בני זי, משל דבחות הנופי של זייקה, וכי משמע נותן מסניסים מני בחותר על הבגינו. ועוד דומה לילדי איזה בגינו, נופי איש הירם על בישראל, איזה קריאה לא איש נזק, ומקום מוקים בגינו שאילה איזה כמיסאו, שאל בי לביש, אבל מדומה בישראל, איזה קריאה שני איזה, סור חוצר יזמור חומות הנגינו, סור יגיד לו בגינו, נוהגו שלא ימידיה, זה מחי בני זי, ועוד בחוצר, according to second motion, is mekhay vez and the rosh is machi alay vech we come to begin shmeik mer shal ve ne bisha man dama disa et khie shmeyez ve khot ze tinu ni tash ni shtanua ve gam sham shim bo bkhlis ni tie no fi she zeik ke mez gine ve khine so the rosh mentions two shits one shit is that bein be khotze and bein begino no agu shloi mit derim khalas. The second sheet is that the Chotzer Noag was Shalom Migdeya. According to Mandoma Hezekvish, Mehazik, the way we pass him. So, is Mechayim Nezei, but Begino, as the Pashto Saloshet of the Gemara indicates, so, if Noag was Shalom Migdeya, is Mechayim Nezei. But then the Rashbo, the Chavishah Rashbo, he says that Bein Begino, Bein Bechotzer, Noag was Shalom Migdeya, Noag was Shalom Migdeya, is Mechayim Nezei. In other words, the Tao Gemara is not Chilka Yerushalmi. And so why does the Gemara say, Stam Gino? The answer is, that's Agav Gora. Because the Gemara wanted to say, Stam Bikokim Mokim, Shaloi Nagu Dome. So in the Mela, Agav Gora, the Gemara says, Stam Gino, Kim Mokim, Shaloi Nagu. But in the Haname, even Noagu Shaloi Mikdeya by Gino, is Mechayimus. Is Mechayimus. Alright. Elim Roto Kenis Lisa Shalay. Ubein Avei Sechotis. Ubein Avei Sechotis. Now this Gemara we learned at the beginning. I don't have to go over it. At that time we explained Pesach Shita, Rashi Shita, the Vinidash, the Ramban, the Mutsir, the end of Abayis Valio. We discussed all the Shitas. All the Shitas. Alright. Now. Elohim rotsa kinis lisir shalei ubein avei se chodis. My chodis, chodis is a marker. A marker. As a simen. Omar Abiyu, Omar Abune, ach v'yelei rikarne liba. In other words, he bends, the simen consists in bending the stone or the brick, in bending it outward. Liba means outward. Let's say, Suppose it's Ruvain has this big part of the bikkur, and Shimon has this part of the bikkur, and this is the case now. So the stone, the upper stone of the bricks, so are bent. Now Ruvain has this, and Shimon has here, and Ruvain is the one who builds it completely. So Mele, what will be the simen? Ruben is the one who builds it. So the stones are bent outward toward Shimon's. Toward Shimon's lot. Achne likalani ba. We never claim milk up. Why doesn't the simen consist? Now Ruben is the one who builds it exclusively by himself. Let him bend it like this, taught himself. Why is the simen consist in bending the stone, the bricks, outward towards the lot of his neighbor? Let him bend the bricks, the stones, inward towards his own lot. We never look up. So the Gemara says, if you do it, look up. So Ovid Chavre Name Mileba. Now suppose Ruben is the one who builds it. So he'll bend some stones towards his land. So then Shimon, who did not participate in building it, will also bend the stones towards his. So then he'll say, in other words, he will enable Shimon to perpetrate the fraud. So Ovid Chavre Name Mileba. ויאמר דידי ודידיו, יהוכה, השתנה מגייס ליה, חברי ויאמר דידי ולדיו. So in other words, even if he bends it towards outwardly, so the melee will be able to cut it off, and then he'll say, did you really do? There is no sin. So the Gemara says, no, that he will not be able to do with impunity, because if he cuts it off, so then there will be earmarks, there will be nikya, gizuzimeya, there will be earmarks of the fact that he cut it off. The decision consists in bending it towards his land. Vineret Loba. So guys were Havre. We all have the day. Yoche has the name Life Le Havre. In other words, he will apply it. He will smear it. So mechabe chodes acheres letzidei. Vom adidi v'yedu. So Gemara says mifufe meidi yedim. Vom bachutz chaton ekash. So that means the maskon of Gemara is that the chodes consists in bending the stones, the rosh hakeser, outward. Now, if Reuven is the one who builds it by himself, so it will be bent this way, the davonim on top of the case. Out. Rabbi Yechel Noma, Nishe B'yam Semilet Ba, V'nebet Melgal. So in other words, the sin consists in smearing with clay to the extent of a whole armor, a cubit, six loch. So in other words, he'll smear, let's say, Reuven builds it, that's his land. This is Shimon's life, and Reuven builds it. So he will smear Milibar a whole cubit of clay here. He'll attach it. He'll attach a cubit of clay to the Reish HaKeiser on Bachutz, and the clay will be smeared on the side of the neighbor. V'nevet Mulgar. Why can't he smear the cubit of clay here? So the Gemara says, "Obit chavre milbar, v'omad v'div v'yidiu, yoche, hash tename, v'kofre v'chavre, v'v'v'." So he'll scrape it off, v'omad v'div v'yidiu. So kevuk v'meini yidiu. Now the scraping has earmarks. All right. So in other words, one thing is refuted, that the michne, the lotion of michne l'karne milgav is refuted. So, according to Ravune, the semen consists of bending the Reish HaKeiser with bar, the chutz, to the neighbor, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, the semen of the chozis consists in smearing a cubit of clay with bachutz, toward the neighbor. Alright. Now, chutze, so that's with Ravune. But what do you do if the mechitze consists of reeds? So sinuve Omar Rav Nachman sinuve yireche mileba. In other words, that he makes the points of the reeds. There are many reeds. So the point is directed to the neighbor's lot. That is the point of the reed. So the top edge of the reed is directed lachutz v'nevet mogav. Now, if Reuven is the one who builds the reed mechitze, let him direct all the points, the top edge of the reeds towards him, instead of setting it up that way, let him set it up this way. So v'nevet mogav oved nam echavre bilba. ויום הדידי ונדיו, יוחי אשכנה מגייס ושוד עלי, ויום הדידי ונדיו, so מישרק ליטינא. And he again, in Avonim, so he calling off leaves earmarks. But in reeds, you can cut it off in such a good way that there will be no earmarks. So what protection does he have against that? And there will be no earmarks when you cut off. You can cut it off in such a symmetrical way by reeds that it will not be nikah. There will be no earmarks left. So you want to say there is an eight, say Mishnah Ketine. That in case the mechitzah consists of butze, so the only protection is if the right is shtar. Then the shtar, so let's say, if Reuven is the one who erects a mechitzah of butze, if Reuven is the one who erects the mechitzah of butze, so then Shimon will have to execute the shtar, and he'll give it to Reuven, he'll sign it with Sabyodeyog, he'll let Edom sign it, and Reuven will keep it, so that will be the right. Aber was da schnell, aber wir haben Pause killer aber schon ja so ze vel ze. Aber wir lit sich hat die Kodim hat. Mir nei wo wir die Idee. So die hier sel morgens schenen is, die um mit Kodim hat na. Not the way we have it nowadays. Lit sich this lotion has the connotation with sich he already was Kodim. Hat mir nei wo wir die Idee. So then he has to make a chosis. But if he wasn't Kodim, so then it's lo yasu lo yaseh lo yaseh. But most Hashemim and Gil say, Dilma, Kodim Chabunayah. So that means we do not allow No chod is to be erected, because we anticipate the possibility that one might be marrying himself. We discussed it when we learned the mission. We discussed it when we learned the mission. But if it's not Hutze, so then it's not necessary, according to Rabbine, to erect the chozis. Because all we do is not to erect any chozis. So that will be a riot. That the Dibor would build it, because if one had built it, so then he would have made sure to build the chozis. Alright, so next time we'll start the Mishnah, Ramakir, Shavir, and Shosh, Chesov, you have to look up the Gemara in Borakami, the Sugi of Zerah and Zerah Choseh, and also to look up the Baramoyah and Ramban and this Gemara.
Chesen Baba Basra, Dalat Cheshvan, Hei Tavshin Lam, Hei Tavshin Mem, October 20, 1979, on Thursday.
Now, in connection with this Gemara, I mentioned that the sugi in Borakame, the sugi of Zeneth and Lachonim, it's very important in this Gemara. But then, there is another Gemara that you have to go over in Yevomis. So this the machlokes between Rababe and Dafam Zayin Beis, between Rababe and Rabbi Yomye, where they come to the other. And also the sugi in Bamutzi, Ayer the Sosor Chaver, Shloi Bashus, and Bashus, so Ayer the Sosor Chaver, Daf Kufalet in Bamutzi. At the end of Bashir, so there is a difference. If Uven is the year of the Sichsor Shimon, Shloi Bashus, Vinoto, when he's a trespasser, but still he made a certain improvement in the field. It's Shloi Bashus. It's a Sodeshina Asuyolita. So then the aloch is yodel tachtein. Whatever is less. If the shvach is less, so then he has to pay in the shvach. If the expenses are less, he has to pay in the expenses. But if it's a soda suyomita, so it's a shu, so then he gets paid in the tamo odomese, lita sodezu. So he gets the same fee that a regular license, shaso, neteya, gets. So there's the Gemara that Ibo Mitzir that Kufal. Now here there is a machlekes between Rashi in Bava Basra and Rashi in Bava Kama in the sugya of Zenez L'Chosea, on one hand, and Teisves. And Teisves in Bava Kama on the other hand. And it's the same machlekes between the Balamoya and the Ramban here. Hamakir is Chavir and Mishorish Lechaiso. So according to Rashi, so it means that the Maki, let's say, suppose there is a Sode here, and here there is a Sode. And here there is a Sode. So, the Maki had one Sode here, and another Sode here, and a third Sode here. And here was the Nikkev, had his Sode. So, according to Teisves, so the Maki, here is the street. And so the according to Teisves and according to Ramban, he was Maki Misholish Lechesov, so he made one Mechitze here, and one Mechitze here, one Mechitze here. He didn't set up a Mechitze between the Nikkev Sodeh and the Makiv's three Sodehs. But he put up three Mechitzes between his Sodeh that surrounded the Nikkev Sodeh and the street. That's the pshat of Teisves and the Rambam. According to Rashi and the Balamoya, so he didn't make a mechitza here. He didn't make a mechitza here, mechitza here, mechitza here. But he just made a mechitza here and a mechitza here and a mechitza here. But here it's open. In other words, according to Rashi, so the mechitza was between the sodeis of the Maki and the sodeis, the external sod, between the external sodeis and the inner sod. And according to Teitzres and the Ramban, so the mechitzes were between the street, between the Rishus Rabin and the sodeis of the Maki. So, let's say according to Rashi, Hamak is Havim Shol Tzvei Chesov, we go to Rezal Yishayinu with Ashi Yom with Ashlishis. So he made Mechitzes on three sides of the inner Sod he set up fences between the Pnimi and the Chitzeini, but the Chitzeini was still, the Pnimi was still open to the street, because he only had sodeis on three sides. He only had sodeis on three sides. Now let's say, suppose this table is the sode pnimi, and this is one of the sodeis of the chitzeni, of the maki. This is one of the sodeis of the maki. This is one of the sodeis of the maki. So according to Rashi, So the Maki made up a mechitza here, between the Sode of the Maki and the Sode of the Nikkev. The table is the Sode of the Nikkev. He made a mechitza here, so that was a mechitza between this Sode of the Maki and the Nikkev Sode, and he made a mechitza here, so that was a mechitza between the Pnili and the Sode of the Chitzeni here. Now here it was open to the street. He didn't set up a mechitza here. That's according to Rashi. So Amati was chaveir misholish rechiso shekono gimul sodei so bimsod chaveir misholish mitzoreo bigod rashloshton vinim tzodei usholem tzoyze mukem misholish rechiso im chayim leisim klu kidamugino this tam bikom mokim shenu agu sholovito. So Rashi applies the Mishneh to his tam bikom. So his tam bikom he couldn't became for him to participate, to share in the expenses of the mechitzes. The implication being Suppose we are dealing with a mokeh where there is a definite minhag to build mechitzes, so then it certainly could force it. To reimburse it, I mean, that seems it's lo pshuta. Because if it's a mokim shenoah b'nigdeya, so he could have taken him to Bezdin, and Bezdin would have forced, Reuven is a makif, Shimon is a nikel. So Bezdin would have forced Shimon to share in the expenses, let's say it's $100. So then Bezdin would have forced Shimon to pay $50, 50% of the expenses. He didn't take him to Bezdin, but he built it himself. So since he could have enforced 50% of the expenses, had he brought Shimon to Bezdin before he built the mechitzes, so now that he brings him to Bezdin after he built mechitzes, so Bezdin will force Shimon to reimburse Reuven to the extent of 50% of the expenses. That seems a small shoot. So Rashi applies it to a case of stamping. So he could force him to share the expenses. So, but now he wants to force him to reimburse, because after all, he derives a benefit. Because what kind of a benefit does he derive? True, he couldn't force him, but after all, the outside, this is open to the street. This side 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 is open to the street. So, by setting up these three mechitzes, he didn't protect himself against the shem v'ego of the behemoths of the Rishus Rabbi and against human beings who are ready to trespass upon his field. But he did give protection to the pnimi against the shem v'ego of the behemoths of the street and against the neodom of the street. So, in Meileh, he derived a certain benefit. He has to pay for the benefit. So, if he had built the mechitzes, so the halach is like this. So this is what the Mishnah tells us. If he built on the fourth side also in the Chitze, then he could force Shimon to reimburse him, because then he will really be protecting Shimon against the Shemarim of the Behemoth. But now that he only built the Chitzes on three sides, not on the fourth side, so Shimon can say to Reuven, what kind of protection did you give me? All the behemoths can come in from this side. They cannot come in from this side. They cannot come in from this side. They cannot come in from this side. But from this side they can come in. So what kind of protection did you give me? You didn't accomplish anything for me. So maybe he's potter. So everybody agrees that he's potter. Suppose at first he only built mechitzas on three sides and the fourth side remained open, but then 3 months later he decided to build a mechitze on the fourth side as well. So then so Bezdin can force Shimon to share in all expenses. Now this is how Rashi explains the Mishnah. Rashi applies the Mishnah to the case where the mechitzes were built between the chitzen and the pnimi, not between the street, the Rishus Arabi, and the chitzen. And Rashi applies the Mishnah to a stamping, because if the Mishnah would have reference to a mokim shenoah b'ligdeya, then he certainly could force him, because if he could force him to participate in the expenses, if he had brought the person before he started to build, before he spent the money, so even if he brings him to Bezdin after he spent the money, so he can still enforce a reimbursement. The Balamoya says that he explains like Rashi, he applies the Mishnah like Rashi to mechitzes that were built between the chitzen and the pnimi, not between the chitzen and the Rishus Rabbi. But whereas Rashi applies the Mishnah to a stambiko, so the Balamoya applies the Mishnah to a mokim shenoah b'ligdeya. So mokim shenoah b'ligdeya he can enforce. So the Balamoya says a strange thing. He says, "Einoch nami, if Reuven would bring Shimon to Bezdin before he started to build, before he started to build, so then he could force him to participate in 50% of the expenses. Hakok Yimine Kamdine, if the Yimine Kamdine is to use a Kesel Golem, so then he has to share in the expenses of Golem, Gozis, and so on. But since he built it, he didn't bring it to Bez. He built it on his own, didn't say anything to Shimon. He just spent money. He spent $100 on building the walls. And then he brings it to Bez. So then he cannot enforce reimbursement on the basis of the fact that he could have enforced a sharing of the expenses. By the two of them. Because he can say, had you consulted me, maybe I would have discussed it with you, and we had reached you through communication. We would have reached an agreement to build this simple mechitzah. Who needs the fancy mechitzahs of Gobel Migozis? We could have built a simple mechitzah, and we would have obtained as much protection as for this mechitzah. I'm not interested in that. If you had called me before to Besden, so then I might have had a chance to explain to you that it's not necessary to spend so much money. Now you didn't consult me, you did everything on your own. You want me to reimburse you? I'm not going to reimburse you. So the only basis upon which he's entitled to get some reimbursement is not really by way of reimbursement, but by way of forcing Shimon to pay for the benefit that he got from me. This is how the Baal HaMoya explained. Alright. Now, Teisves in Baba Kameh and the Rabban here, they say that this Mishnah is reference to a case where Reuven set up mechitzes between his own fields, and the Pnimis field. So, and as a matter of fact, from the Pashtus Lashon HaGemara, it's mashma like Teisves and Rabban. Now this Gemara is very important. You have to go over the whole Sugya. You should have gone over by now. Before. It's very important. The whole Sugya with the Teisves and Rashi. This whole Sugya of Zen and Zel Chosam. The Gemara has a Shaila that Chof in Baba Kameh. The Gemara has a Shaila Rav Chisde inquired from Rome Bachom. Hador Bechotzer Haveire Shalom Midai. Shimon has a vacant house. No one lives there. Shimon is vacant. Shimon happens to be in flower in the town. But it's vacant. And Reuven decided he needs an apartment. So he opened the door. It wasn't locked. And suppose it was locked, but he opened it anyway. It doesn't make any difference. So, and he occupied and he stayed there for months, for a year. Then Shimon comes back from Florida. So he says, you stay the whole year in my house, you pay me rent. Now, the chotzer is the kind of a chotzer that is very kind of agra. It's a private house, and it's not aimed to be rented out. So Shimon didn't suffer any loss, because even if Reuven had not stayed there the whole year, he wouldn't have received any rent, because it wasn't aimed to be rented out. So Shimon is not a chosar. Shimon is not a chosar. And let's say Reuven did not destroy the house. He kept it in good shape. It remained in the same shape. So Shimon is not a chosar through Reuven's occupancy of the house. But Reuven is the kind of a person who if he has to stay in a certain house, he is not disposed to come to a friend and say, now, you be in Machusirach, you let me stay. There are certain people who are always disposed to stay in somebody else's house. He's the kind of a person, if he has to stay somewhere, so he stays in the hotel and he pays rent. So Reuven is an enemy, because if he hadn't stayed in Shimon's house, he would have paid probably $2,000 for a room in a hotel for the whole year. So he's landed $2,000. And Shimon's not a chaser, because Shimon wouldn't have rented the house anyway. So that was the chaser is Loitan al Adre. But the Gabri is over the Mega. So it's Reuven. Reuven is Nene, and Shimon is Loi Chosar. So the question is he mechuyev to pay rent? Is Shimon? Is Reuven mechuyev to pay Shimon rent or not? So the Gemara says, my, what's all my Mai Chasad? You can tell him. Reuven can tell to Shimon, what did I cause you any loss? You stayed in Florida anyway, and you didn't intend to rent it out. You didn't suffer any loss, and I didn't destroy your house. The house is in as good a shape as it was when I just occupied it. So, Meila, why should I pay you rent? Oh, you deal with what's all my poor Yisanis. Shimon can tell him, listen, you used my house, you have to pay rent. So there's the shaila. So then, Rome Bachome said that we can be patient the shaila from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, now Sheva Rego, Bishus Rabbi Bispotter, only Bishus Anit, it could be a Bisliach. But if Sheva Rego is Mazik, if the behemoth is Mazik from Sheva Rego, in Bishus Rabbi, it's Ixer Sakos. So he's Potter Mishalim on the score of Mazik. But suppose Reuven's behemoth, Shimon left his food, a bushel of, let's say, of barley, he left in the Mishus Rabim Shimon, and then Reuven's behemoth came and ate out the bushel of barley of Shimon. So two is not mechuyev to pay the price of the bushel of barley that Shimon's behemoth ate up. But after all, Reuven, if his behemoth had not eaten it up, so the owner of the behemoth would have to give the behemoth some food. So the melee, but maybe not that kind of food, maybe different kind of food. So in other words, the behemoth, by eating up the seiri of Reuven, so she saved money for Shimon, for its owner. So Mele Mishalim Hashemetz. So we see in this Mishnah D'Alochet that if one person derives a benefit from another person's work or from another person's property here, so the owner of the behemoth derived the benefit from the property of Reuven, because it was Reuven's sale. So he has to pay for that money. He has to pay for that money. So the Gemara says, so it's a raye that's an ene vizel chosar is chaye. Omar Rove kamu lechome v'lemargish. So this is the raye that Tome Bachome brought, and Rav Chisda accepted it. So Rove said, why did Rav Chisda accept this raye? Kamu lechome v'lemargish gavle limore saye. The Abel Gamu don't must listen kibul nei. Hai zan ene vizel chosar, v'hai zan ene vizel chosar. In the case of Chotzer, the kind of the Loikan Lakre. We got it over the Mega, so it's a case of Zenene Vize Loikhoser, because the owner of the house who is in Florida did not sustain any loss. It wasn't able to be rented. Mashaikin here, the behemoth he ate up a bushel of barley. So the owner of the barley sustained the loss. So why did Rome Bachome mention Israel? So the Gemara says, Rome Bachome stampeded with Shisarobim at Kuremarkim. Afkuramakaru. So in other words, since the owner of the barley left it in the street, in the Mokim Hefkar, it's exposed to the possibility of being consumed. So mainly he was makar. So Teitsa says it doesn't mean that he was really makar. If he was really makar, why should he pay the owner of the barley the annoyer? After all, it's not his barley he was makar. It means, in other words, he didn't keep subjectively. He didn't care for it. In case, because if he left it in the street, that means he didn't mind. So if he didn't mind, so subjectively there is no chisor. Subjectively there is no chisor. But the owner of the behemoth, who saved money, so the male is nene. So that's why Rome Bachome equated this with Dobe Chotz Hadesh Lo Nidai. So then Gibor says now, המאב, כי מה כי מחבר משור יש לך איסו, ויגוד, הרסה ראשי יומס השני יומס השלישי, אין בחי ולסי. So there is a diagram in Rashi. And you see in this diagram, so Rashi puts down most of the diagrams in the Gemara, there is a mistake. But in this diagram, I mean because of the print, so there is a mistake. But in this diagram, there is no mistake. So you see in the diagram that in the Gemara that Chof Amud Beis, that according to Rashi, so the mechitzes are between the Sodes Achitzenes and the Sodes Atnim. So Amat is Chavir Mishol Shrechei, so because of the Mishol Shrechei, so 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 the Mishol Shrechei, now according to Rashi, why is it? Lo Yichol Shrechei, Bishlei, so according to Teisves, so we understand this why it's Zenen Nevzol Chosea. Because after all, the Mechitzes were set up between the Makif Sodeis and the street. So the Makif had to set up these Mechitzes in order to protect himself, even if he did not have. So he set it up because of himself, not because of the Pnimis interference. So Memele is Zenen Nevzol Chosea. But Rashi explains it, that the Mechitzes was set up between the Chitzin and the Pnimi, not between the Chitzin and the Rishis Rabbi. So why does the Gemara consider it as a case of Zenon Ezel Choseh? The answer is because why did Ruvein is the Chitz, why did he set up the Chitzes between himself and the Pnimi? Because how he wanted to do a chesed to the Pnimi? Because the Pnimi probably had many behemoths, and the behemoths of the Pnimi used to trespass on his field. So immediately he set up mechitzes. So he wasn't motivated by doing chesed to the Pnimi. He was motivated by doing chesed himself. He wanted to get protection from the behemoths of the Pnimi. But agavuche, the Pnimi got protection. Became protected against the Shemarego or the behemoths of the street. So Memeira, it's a case, see, even though he was a Chosa, but he didn't spend the money in order to benefit the Pnimi. He spent the money in order to benefit himself, that he himself should benefit from it. So Memeira, it's considered a Chosa. So he says, Ho, Vivis, Mechaim, this is Shmavel, Zanin, Chosa, Chayev. So the Gemara says, Shana Hosom Domari Ad Baram Tole Ekefi Yisera. So according to Teitzves, what's Ekefi Yisera? Because on account of the existence of the Pnimi, so the perimeter of the Mechitzes is increased. Because if the Pnimi hadn't existed there, the perimeter would be less. So in other words, Ad Baram Tole Ekefi Yisera. According to Rashi, so this is what Gemara is saying. Even though he wasn't motivated by helping out the Pnimi, but on account of the Pnimi, so he spent all the money on the Mechitzes. So in Meile, it's not a case of Zenenev Zol Choseh, it's a case of Zenenev Zol Choseh. But then the Gemara says, Tosh, Omer Rav Yisi, Momadikim Gidol Savis, Migalgo Avesakeil, Taimi Nikodanikim, Homakim Poteh, Shmav Zenenev Zol Choseh Poteh. So the Gemara says, Shana Hosom, the Omale, Lididi, Sagal, Ibn Tira Barzuz. Alright, that's the Gemara. Omar Rav Yud, Omar Shmuel, Halochek Rav Yisi, the Omar, Imomar Nikol Rasavis, Nikal Vesak, Leish no Omad Nika, Leish no Omad Mak, Itma, Ravune Omar Hakil Vmashigoda, Chir Barav Omar Hakil Vmikalim Vzeyo. So according to Ravune, when Rav Yisi says, so it means that he has to share in the expenses of the mechitze according to the nature of the mechitze. And if the mechitze consisted of gobio, and the expenses of the mechitze was, let's say, $500, so then the nikev has to pay $250 according to the nature of the mechitze. This is what Rabbuna says. Chiyah Barav Omar, Hakel, Mekanim B'zei, Mekanim B'zei, even though the Maki spent $500 on the kind of Mechitze that he built, so Rabbi Yisi doesn't say that he can be forced to share in the expenses of $500. If let's say, very simple mechitze could be set up for $20, so then he can only be forced to pay $10. Because the Nikif can say, who is interested in that kind of a mechitze? Alright, I want to have protection against the shen v'rego of the street, but who needs such a fancy mechitze or such beautiful stones? I can have a very simple mechitze of $20, so I'll give you $10. That's according to him. So the machleket between Rabun and Chiy Barav in connection with Rabbi Yezi. Now, Hamak and Chavirim Shosh Rechei Sot Kodos Rishinus Hashniyus Hashlishis Ein Mechai Vneisei Ho Rebiz Mechai Vneisei Ein Meseivne Rabbi Yezei Ime Yodim Oma Vekodos Rabiz Mekao Saki. So the question is, so what is the machleket between Tanekam and Rabbi Yezi? Rabbi Yezi is made to the Tanekame that if the fourth, that as long as the fourth fence was not built, so then he cannot be forced to reimburse the market. Only if the fourth fence was also there. But Tanekame, it seems, is made there that if all the four fences were built, then he can enforce a reimbursement. So what's the machleket between Tanekame and Rabbi Yezi? So Mishloim, according to Ravune, who says that according to Rabbi Yezi, if all the four walls were built, so then the Nikkev can be forced to participate, to share in the actual expenses. So the machleket between Rabbi Yezi and Tanekame isn't this. According to Rabbi Yezi, so he has to share in the actual expenses. And if the actual expenses are $500, so the Nikkev has to pay $250. According to Tanekame, he can only be forced to share in the minimum expenses. Let's say they can't be there. But according to Rav Chiya, even Rav Yezi says that he can only be forced to share in the minimum expenses. And so what is the Tanekame sheet? So Bishleime, the Rav Nino Makut, Mashikodan, Rav Yezi, the Kami Sovat, the Kami Sei, Lein, Mashikod Olei, the Rav Yezi Sovat, Mashikodan, El Rav Chiya Barab, So the Gemara has several lishenes to explain the machlekes between Tanekame and Rabbi Yezi. There are no explanation. There are no several lishenes. So it's very simple. The machlekes is whether the Nikkev can be forced to share in the expenses of the Kanan Yisrael, or the Nikkev can be forced to share in the actual expenses. But according to Ravune, according to Chiya Barav, so even Rav Yezi says that he can only be forced to share in the minimum expenses of Mechitzes. So what is the machleket between Tanekam and Rav Yezi? So there are several issues. Well, from this Gemara we can see that labor of Bisman Chazal was much cheaper than labor is today. Because from this Gemara it appears that the wages that the Shemer would have received in the course of a long time for watching the Sodeis against Shem regular against trespassers would have been less than Mikan Bizeh. So, today, that would be much more than the most expensive Mechitze. But we see, it seems, that Bisman Chazal, so labor was so cheap that even Mikan Bizeh would have been more than the fee one would have to pay to Shem. So, the Gemara says, So the Gemara in the second portion says that according to Chiya Barav, between Tanekam and Rabbi Yezi is in connection with the expenses involved in the first three mechitzes. Let's say in Tishrei, So the makif only built mechitzes on three sides. So the nikev in Tishrei remained exposed to any hezekim by the Shem Regel or by trespassers. Then in Teves, so the makif decided to build the mechitze fence on the fourth side. So Rebbeisi says that once the makif builds a mechitze on the fourth side too, and he accords protection to the nikev from the Shem Regel of the behemoths of the Vishus Rabbi, so then he can enforce a sharing of expenses of all the four fences. That's a contravency. And the Tanakhama says, no. When you set up the chitzes, the Nikev can say to the Maki, when you set up the chitzes on three sides in Tishrei, so I didn't derive any benefit. I was still exposed to all the Zekis from the Shem Rebbe of the Rishus Rabbi. When did I get protection? Only in Teves. So the protection I received in Teves was because of the mechitze you set up in Teves. So on that mechitze you spent a certain sum of money. So I'll share in the expenses of that mechitze. But Rishen or Shni or Shlish is not. What kind of swab is that? But he didn't get protection only because of the fourth mechitze. He was able to get protection from Shem Regel on account of the fact that there were three mechitzes before that. So why shouldn't he be forced to share in the expenses of the three mechitzes that were set up in Tishrei? So Rashi explains it on the basis of Yotzo Mehem Zakai Bebez Shoyu Sham Rabbi. So in other words, so apparently, according to Rashi, the Mishnah is referenced to the case where in Tishrei, so the Maki brought the Nikev to Besdin, and then Besdin told the Makiv, you're not entitled to any reimbursement from the Nikev. You didn't give him any protection. So then the Makiv decided to set up a Mechitze on the fourth side. Then he brought him again to Besdin. So Memele, according to Tanekame, so according to Tanekame, Shimon can say to Reuven, now, I'm not going to reimburse you for the first three mechitzes, because you already brought suit in Bezdin, in Tishrei, and then Bezdin told me that I don't have to reimburse you. So now that you build a fourth mechitze on the fourth side, and I do get protection, but I already got a psak din from Bezdin, that I don't have to reimburse you for the expenses you had in connection with the first three mechitzes. So true, the reason as to why I basically passed into that time, that deen, is because at that time I didn't have any benefit. Now I do have the benefit, but I have a psak din from Bezdin. I don't have to reimburse you. That's according to an account. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he has to reimburse. I mean, what's the machlekes? So the Gemara in Yevomes mentions in Machlekes between Rabab and Rabbi Yomie, whether we say Kodine or Hodadine, Komdine or Hodadine, so Dafa Betchesi Yomes, so the Balamoya says that's the same Machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi according to the second Rosh. And it's apparently Rashi agrees with that Pshat, because Rashi says, Shekroyotso mehem zaka lebezn, Shohoyu shom Yomim Rabbi. Yomim Rabbi. And Teisves, explains it differently. Shri or Shri Shislei Yom Avid, Hayna Taime, Deilu Chodom Shohim Sayyel Revis, Al Menashe Yigodom Medal Chachesom. We couldn't respire Shlevi Shekroyot Zom Nashli Shom Ibezin Zan. Alright. Now the third Rosh. Iboi Yisei Memaki Vinike Vigim Naye Tane Tame Sova Taime Domad Nike Vintal Muresaki Avolom Et Maki Vinine Yisrael Et Melevis Rabbi Yisei Sova Lishne Nike Vlishne Maki Imo Mavi Goda Vigal Bolo Vesake Lishne Achine Maki Vinike Vigim Naye Tane Tame Sova Rim Goda Maki Vsovi Isnam Yoyle Rabbi Yisei Sova Imo Mavi Nike Vigoda Sovi Is Udi Yoyle Kole Taiti Nenichle Avoda Maki Vle. So the fourth washing is just the reverse of the third Moshe. What the Tanakhama says according to the third Moshe, Rabbi Yisi says according to the fourth Moshe, and vice versa. Now, it appears that Rashi wasn't even geared as the third Moshe, only the fourth Moshe. And from Ramoyo it appears that he wasn't Geiris the fourth Russian, but he was Geiris only the third Russian. As to whether we have both the shades, but Rashi was only Geiris the fourth Russian and not the third Russian. But Ramoyo was only Geiris the third Russian and not the fourth Russian. All right. So this is the Gemara now. I have to finish it now this year. So, but you'll have to go over the Gemara. You'll have to go over the Gemara in Borokame and the Sugi Yvonis, Dach Lamed Ches, and also the Sugi in Bomitzia Dach Kupale. I hear this as a Havir Shaloi Yoshus, so Yodo Atachteino and Yoshus is Indian Kamo Adam Reitze, Lita Oisoson.